It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Welcome, everybody, to the Synergy Connection Show, where we have done our best over the past, coming up on 7.5 years, probably, helping people understand the complexity of who we truly are as human beings. And it's not easy to grab onto these ideas sometimes because we think of ourselves as human, and we are, but we're so much more than just human. We are physical in nature, yes. We are emotional. Everybody knows that. We are intellectual or mental. Some people refer to it that way. And hopefully we're learning something every day. And we are spiritual. And keeping all of this in balance is the key. Because when you're into one of them more than you should be, or two, then the balance is gone. And it's like having a wobbly table. If you've ever eaten at a restaurant where the table keeps moving, that's kind of the way it is for us as humans. It's when we're out of balance, our life is wobbly, and it's not going to give you what you want for the rest of your life. So the show, in my estimation at least, has been an effort to bring guests that can help maybe correct some of that wobbliness and help you live your best life. So that's what the Synergy Connection Show is really all about. And I have as a returning guest, Julia Harrell, and we're going to be talking about keeping calm in the storm. And we definitely have storms brewing, not just environmental storms, but storms energetically throughout the world right now. Before we get started with this whole concept, I want to remind everybody that all of the shows are on synergyconnectionradio.com. And they're archived there, and there are many, many, many pages now of shows. And you can go back and look at some of the synopsis of each show. Maybe there's one that's going to grab your attention. Julia has several shows with me over the past couple of years. And so her shows are there. But there's a lot of other people that you might find interesting. And so check them out. Read the synopsis. Their links are there. You can go to their website. You can connect with them for additional maybe readings, or if you want to do a consultation with them, they're all there for you to benefit from. Also, there is a link into Boomers Forever Young. And this is a product I've been using for about 8 years. I know they keep me healthy. I know they keep people that are using the products healthy. One of the newest ones that I've mentioned for probably almost a year now is Myotrol, and it's Myotrol. And the inventor is Eric Kurtz. There's an interview with him on their website. So that link can take you in. You can look at the products. Maybe there's something there that will grab your attention because you have that particular physical condition. If so, and you decide to order something, if you just use my first name, Lucy, at the discount code box, you'll get 15% off. So depending on what you order, that can be a substantial savings. So check out the products, check out maybe some of the interviews, the testimonies, and see if this company isn't a great fit for you. All right. Welcome back to the show. I was trying not to cough, but it didn't work. So Julia, how are you doing?
Great. Good to be here with you, Lucy.
All right. So we're talking about keeping calm in the storm. And you and I, before the show actually started, we were talking a little bit about how it feels energetically, you know, out there in the world. What do you see?
You know, if I can back up for a minute, I thought your introduction was really great, encapsulating. We pay attention to our body. We go to the gym. We pay attention to our emotions. We work with the therapist. We pay attention to our mindset. And, you know, maybe we'll get some things to hack the mindset or whatever. But the spirit part is no longer being extracurricular. The spirit part, if you think about it, let's use the word energy if spirit sounds religious or too woo-woo. But the energy is the glue that animates the body. It's the very life force that comes in. It's not just for people that like crystals. It's
Right.
in all of us. And this is the time in history where we really need to pay attention to that. It has your whole intuitive base as well. So tuning in the morning and going, oh, I'm aware of my friends having a hard time. You can reach out to them, building your intuition. This is going to be a big time that people are going to be starting to tune into that. So I just wanted to mention it's no longer extracurricular. It's built-in equipment. Your intuitive faculties are all there, part of our energy systems. So yeah, time to pay attention to that.
How do you help somebody pay attention to it? Because I think we live such busy lives, and excuse me for all the coughing, but we do live such busy lives. And getting quiet, I know, is the key, because if you can't get out of your head, then you can't hear the intuitive portion, which resides mostly in our hearts. So we have to be able to get there. And with all of the distractions, whether it's work, family, television, traffic, it's just hard to get into that space. So when you're helping somebody learn how to do that, what do you recommend?
That's true. It's a busy world. And if you just stay in that busyness and match everybody, if you really were to look at it, it's a lot of competition too. Got to get to the next level. Got to get to manager. Got to get to CEO. Got to get the 401k at this amount. Gotta. We don't spend a lot of time just being,
Right.
So there, we were talking earlier too about like if I wanted to get in touch with a spirit guide to work with, for example, that might seem like a big jump, but we all have a primary guide that's been with you throughout your incarnation. It's your BFF. They got your back. Any questions, they'll be able to help you. I like to go out in nature, leave my phone at home, and go by myself, and I'll talk out loud to my guide, ask one clear question, and be quiet and listen for an answer. So it's a time to get out of your head and the planning. And oh, I'm finishing that conversation in my head with somebody. I'm planning for my trip this weekend. I'm comparing myself to my friend's Instagram. I'm living in the past and trying to solve something. When I meet somebody in the future, it'll be different. These are the thoughts that clutter our head all day. But if you take a moment, even just starting in nature, or if you're in a busy office, go to the bathroom stall and just have a moment to reset yourself. And in the bathroom, you don't want to talk out loud, but out in nature, you can.
Probably not. I used
Somebody
to
be worried about you.
like a 5 minute break, just to decompose, compress, maybe not decompose, but decompress from whatever is going on, because nobody's going to bother you there for 5 minutes.
And I talk a lot about grounding as a tool for one, it's clearing out energy that's not yours, old energies. Anybody listening that's sensitive, highly sensitive person, HSP or empath or intuitive, you're naturally tuning into energy waves or frequencies around you. It could be of people's emotions. Most clearly, we see that with somebody who says, I'm empathic. I can sit down beside my friend and literally feel the same worry energy that she's feeling, for example. That's picking up on that energy wave. Think of it like a radio that you dial in. 97.2 is emotions. Okay. Maybe somebody else can dial in. 98.3 is thought forms. Maybe somebody else can dial in. 112 is going to be knowingness, claircognizance. So this is the sensitive person that's in an office space may not realize how much they're picking up subliminally, unconsciously. It's there. If you're a sensitive person, that means you're already ahead of the curve, that you're picking up these energies, which we're supposed to right now in history. This is exactly the time in history that we're supposed to be working on this. So, for that sensitive person, we talk about grounding, which is the number one tool anyway. And if you need to just like go to the bathroom for 5 minutes by yourself and imagine a grounding cord underneath you, like your toilet extends down, but an energetic cord that goes down to the center of the earth and nice and wide, so you can release anybody's energy that you've picked up. Your friends worry about finances or their daughter or the future, or somebody might be losing a job. You know, that's their occurrences, their life lessons, their curriculum, you know. But as a sensitive, you might have picked all that up and be holding it and fighting it at the same time. You know,
Right.
like, I don't want to feel that person's worry. So go to the bathroom and flush it all out.
Was going to say, you know, symbolically, that works quite well. I went to something almost a week ago now that I had never done before. I had gone to a singing bowl concert, but this one was what's called a sound bath, and it
Yes.
was an hour long, and it was all of the notes that would be played by singing bowls. She started it with a little prayer, and then we worked into the different sound levels, you know,
Yes.
some of the higher pitched later on, but starting with the lower ones, which were more grounding. And she said that some of the sounds might be physically, I don't want to say distressing, because I don't think that was the word she used, but that we would actually feel certain sounds more possibly. And I thought that the lower sounds were the ones that definitely impacted. I'm like, intestinally, I could feel a rumbling, if you will, when there
Yes.
were those lower resonating sounds, and that the higher ones were really beautiful. You know, I definitely liked those and liked staying in that realm much more than I did the other one. So I'm guessing, you know, maybe even with me, that there's more grounding occasionally that I need to be doing because those were the sounds that I was more uncomfortable with. Does that make sense?
Yes, everything is frequency. This microphone has a frequency. This table is at a frequency. My teapot is at a frequency. My liver has a frequency. My mental space. There's everything in this world has frequency. If we can identify the frequency and boost that, like the happy frequency,
Right.
there is a ton of music online, like iTunes or wherever you get your music. There's a lot of great stuff out there to help support that. Years ago, and I can't at the moment I can't remember, but there were people that were doing scientific studies to find the frequency, for example, of cancer. And they would just take an oscilloscope and put the cancer in a dish and run that frequency and then change to the next frequency. Nothing happened. Change to the next, nothing happened, nothing happened. And then all of a sudden the cancer dispersed and it was killed
Because
by
of
a frequency, a specific frequency. So, what if in the future we were to be able to use sound to help heal the body? Like, oh, you have a pancreas thing? We'll just put that on 417 and go in and blast the problem area. But it can also boost things as well.
haven't they used tuning forks for something like that?
Yes,
Where
that's
you
a frequency
can
as well.
the tuning fork at the area that has
Yes.
the issue.
Yes, some people use tuning forks. You might be like lying on a table, like a massage table, and they'll activate the tuning fork and set it. So you're getting the vibration of that frequency right on your body and maybe right at an energy center. Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why, since they know that frequencies heal cancer, what the reason is that we
What
have,
do you think?
yeah, I know. I know. But I mean, that makes it's not invasive. It's not going to make somebody sick like chemotherapy would. It's not going to burn them like radiation can.
Correct.
And it's free in
There's no money to be
essence,
made.
right?
There's no money to be made. Yeah, there's natural therapies out there, you know, for this is not to exclude. Our medical system has some really wonderful things. I've got hardware in my foot I'm very grateful for. It fixed me right up. But then there's some mystery things for sensitive, intuitive people that go on because we're picking up so much. on these subtle levels, you know. And if we don't know how to flush them, you know, it can lead to like food sensitivities and skin things and stuff like that. But yeah.
Very, very fascinating. There's a farmer's market that I go to on Saturdays, and there is one big booth that is all about mushrooms, and you can grow your own in the kitchen, and you know it's on a log, and you'll get usually three or four crops, let's say, you know, from this one log with the mushroom spores. But lion's mane is one of the ones that you know they grow, and everything I've read on lion's mane is people that have cancer in particular, if they are consuming lion's mane as part of their diet, you know, through probably cooking this mushroom. I think that they also have lion's mane as capsules and probably even as a tincture. I don't know.
They're in drinks too, like the mud water type things, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, those can make a big difference. There was a movie a number of years ago that came out about fungi, you know, the world of fungi, and
With Paul Stamets.
I think so,
Yeah.
which was fascinating, you know,
World renowned expert.
everywhere, and it's all there to show us even how to live in harmony because they live in harmony with each other.
Yeah. Oh,
So,
yeah.
so much that, and there's another film for anybody listening to this show that is fabulous to at least watch and think about, called The Lunatic Farmer. Have you happened to hear?
No, that sounds fun, though.
He's a farmer that's in Virginia, and he learned through his father, who, when he was little, they were living in Venezuela, and they came back to the United States, but they learned how to let the land heal itself. And
Yeah.
there's now land on his farm in Virginia with grasses that were there when the bison was there 500 years and more ago. But
Nice.
he's allowed the pigs and the cows and everything else to sort of migrate across the farm wherever they want to go. And in turn, they turn up the land, and the land is able to then heal itself. And the
Yeah.
trees on the land are able to then get healthy again. So
Yeah, we're
it's a
coming back
process.
to that symbiotic relationship rather than power over
Yes.
nature, of really working more together with nature. I talk to my plant over here. It tells me, oh, too much water. Okay, I'll give you less. And it's so happy now, you know. But yeah, communication, working together with it is kind of one of the things we need to learn more globally right now, too. Rather than powering through things, we've really got to be more in balance with work with nature. But I was going to say about the mushrooms too, that you did you know there's a mushroom, Paul Stamets worked with this too, that would eat up radiation.
No, I did not know that.
And I think he was trying to reach, like, when there's been big nuclear spills and stuff, hey, I got a solutions right here, it's not expensive, but he didn't get the contract. Wonder why. So there's stuff out there. You have to look a little harder. It's not going to be on CNN
No,
or
it's not.
Fox or whatever.
You know, and again, I mean, it's kind of like the way the show is. It's keeping your life in balance, and we're having to learn how to keep the world in balance, you know, because it's not
Yes.
just a human condition, it's an
Yeah.
earth condition.
Yeah. And it looks like the earth is falling apart a little bit, which was our topic for today, where we just had 8.8 mega quake outside Russia and an ensuing tsunami, which affected many countries all the way across this Pacific. Then a volcano went off, and we've had heat dome and now floods. And it's like, what's going on this planet? It's growing, it's expanding beyond its comfort zone. And, you know, my heart goes out to the people right there that are impacted directly. These external things we see with the earth are really a reflection of what's going on inside for us, too. We're being asked to expand beyond our day-to-day. And that's where people's intuition is kicking in now, too. We're not just going to work, coming home, putting on Netflix, going to work, coming home, putting down Netflix. People are looking around and going, you know, I want to be part of a group. I want to go to a sound healing. What's that? I just got an intuitive hit about my grandmother, and then I got a call a little while later that she was in the hospital. These things are naturally starting to bubble to the surface, and they're supposed to right now. This is the time in history that all of that's coming up. But with some of it too is some old frustrations that we need to address as well, or old patterns that don't serve anymore. So those may be bubbling up too. Are you seeing those with clients?
Yes, yeah, and understanding maybe what thought patterns, certain mindsets that need to be changing because the
Exactly.
old ones again are not allowing them to get where they want to go, and
Yeah.
it's very difficult for people to let go of the old. That's what they
Yeah.
know, and they don't know what's ahead if they're giving up one thing for what. It's like they want reassurance of, okay, if I say goodbye to this way of thinking, then what am I supposed to be thinking? And we want that little, I don't know, security blanket, if you will, to carry along with us. And sometimes you just have to walk out and believe.
Yeah.
I think my recent move from Florida to Wisconsin that we were talking about, the message that I kept getting for the last year was trust and belief. It was just two words, trust and believe. And I thought, well, what am I supposed to be trusting in? And what am I supposed to be believing? And I was given little glimpses, but there were certain things that I knew were important to me. And that was coming back to a more peaceful existence, a quieter, more contemplative kind of life with a lot of space, a lot of green around me. And I have that now. And it's so funny because I'm living, in a downtown area, and you'd think it would be super busy all the time, and it's not. It is so quiet because everybody years ago moved to the suburbs. And so they come to the downtown areas, at least in my area. They come on the weekends, for farmers markets and for plays and for, things like that. But I have a river walk. And I can just walk, the river and watch the geese and watch white pelicans. And it's just so peaceful. And then everything that I want to go to is 11 minutes from where I live. So no matter what I do with Google or MapQuest, it says 11 minute drive.
Because that's a code for you.
I think it is a code. I think 11s are, that's a master number, is an 11. And so it's kind of like the way of signaling, yes, you're in the right spot now. And I don't know
Yeah.
what's supposed to happen next, but at least they got me from Florida here. So I'm open. And maybe that's what everybody is looking at, maybe in their lives, is how to become open to hearing what's up.
Yes, exactly. I think that was a perfect bridge because your question a moment ago was, how do I learn to trust when I've been in an old pattern and I have to let go of that? How do I make this step into the unknown? And the bigger question there is really about letting go of the reins from the body personality, the ego, and tuning into our higher self, that which is connected to the all. You know, you could forget your spirit guide for a minute and just tune in the higher self. I'm pointing up, but it's in us. It's in us. It's not out there in space, and it's not something we have to go and get. It's more like handing the reins over a little bit to the higher self. It's like the big sister that already is connected and has that clear wisdom, knowledge, information. And like you, I find that spiritual direction comes in like one or two words. It's really brief, short, to the point. It's not a diatribe. It's not a doctoral thesis. It's going to be like, yes, I'll help you, or look up this word, or in the online or something. It's just really quick and direct. But the bigger picture we're in right now is tuning into that higher self
Exactly.
and letting the ego kind of take the back seat, put the big big sister in charge. We see this in the world, in politics, and it's coming out. We have to shift gears and tune into, because we're all connected. We're not really separate.
I it made me smile because one of the things that I had shared with you was a little discussion that I had with a previous guest on my show last week. And one thing that he asked me to do is he said, why don't you think of two things that you want to have happen and turn it over? Just two little requests and turn it over to them, because he said they're always there waiting to participate, but we just
100%.
invite them in. And so we're always doing things all by ourselves. So I thought of these two things that were really important because my cat was had been sick for about 24 hours and wasn't drinking, wasn't eating. And I thought, oh my goodness, and she's getting older. And so that was my first thought is, please help her feel better. And the second one was I had somebody that was arriving at the airport in just the next day, actually. And a lot of times, flights this time of year, if you have any kind of
Oh,
storms,
yeah.
they can be delayed.
Oh,
So
yeah.
my second thought was I would like for that person to arrive safely with no delays. Let it go. And the very next morning, my cat was eating and drinking as though nothing ever had happened. And I went to pick up my friend, and the flight was absolutely on time. And I got him in the car, and within 10 minutes, it started pouring.
Oh,
And so,
wow.
had it been, 30 minutes earlier with that kind of rain and storm, they would have been delayed. They probably would have had to circle for a while or something like that. And so I
Wow.
was like, wow, just asking for two things that, were important to me, and then letting it go. It just seemed like it was like, okay, no big deal. Here you go.
It's really true. Ask and it is given. It's a divine law. And it's not just if you go to church every week, it's a
Right.
divine law. And you don't have to have a doctrine, of a belief system that's over here or over there or back there or whatever. You just ask and it is given. We also have to, there's kind of another step there, is knowing that you deserve whatever's coming, is being able to receive.
True.
Because if we put the limit out of, I can't have that until my sister gets something first, or, oh, that's too nice for me, it should go over here, or whatever. Even if it's kind of a subliminal thought in there, that's why people say, well, I asked, but I didn't get it. Take a look at the receiver end, to be able to have it. But I love that example of ask one question, real clear like that, because I like to do that too. And also that's taking the body personality out of, like, I have to make it. If this is going to happen, then I have to get online, I have to research this, I have to take a class in this, and I have to talk to the top people and make it all happen. Or you can just ask and receive,
How many people have you known who stay in school forever? They're working on their doctorate and then they need a little bit more here and a little more here. And so they never ever really finish because they don't believe they have enough knowledge. And so it's a similar, I think, way of thinking is if you don't believe, like you said, that you deserve it, then it'll never happen because you could ask from here to Sunday. And it won't come through because you have the door closed on the reception end of it.
100%. There's another thing happening in that scenario too, in that the person that is just always studying and learning, take a look. Are they actually putting the books and the knowledge ahead of spirit and the infinite?
Absolutely.
Are they making that their God, so to speak?
Right.
Not that knowledge. It keeps you trapped in the personality, in the body personality. Okay, I've got a head full of information that's better than that or this or whatever. The divine inspiration that comes through for an invention, for a song, for art, for I know just the right thing to say to my client that will spur their memory or whatever. That's may or may not be in a book, but for that client, that divine spark's going to come through in the intuitive space.
Very, very true. So when we look at this calming, with the fact that we are all worldwide really in sort of a stressful storm right now, would you say that it's also important to have fun, to go out there and, laugh, have a good time doing something, look in your local, wherever you live, paper of what activities are going on. To kind of trip your trigger and say, this would be fun, go to this, so that you're adding fun and relaxation into de-stressing.
100%. That's when you raise your energy, it's a frequency around you that can help others. Watch a child walk into a room and just smile. They're bubbly, they're smiling, they're just exuding joy. They don't know insurance payments yet. They don't know mortgage rates. They
Right.
don't know climbing the corporate ladder yet. They're just like, it's a pretty day and I have a new flower. Watch that kid walk into a room and smile and notice how everybody looks at them and starts smiling. We can do the equivalent by keeping our energy up, even in the face of, yes, disasters are going off. I'm not happy about it, but I can still be joyful in my own space and acknowledge and have compassion for the people affected by these huge events. But it doesn't mean I have to lower myself because there's atrocities going on. It actually helps everyone if you can raise the vibration, like that smiling child brightens a whole room.
There was a place, and it might still be in existence. It was called the Center for Attitudinal Healing, and it
Oh,
was
yeah.
over on California. So I'm hoping it still is out there and they're still doing research, but there was a program, and I don't know whether this was absolutely true or whether this was something that, they sort of conjured up to make the point. But it was a study on twins that had different attitudes. One twin might be a really positive child, and another twin, everything was like negative to them. And so supposedly they had two boys. And they took the one that was negative and they put him in a room that had everything that a child would love to play with, clay and, paints and Legos and, Lincoln Logs and whatever. It was all in this room. And they left him for 30 minutes and they said, just play with whatever you want. And then they took the child that was really positive and they put him in a stall with a bunch of horse manure. Okay. And they said, here you go, and we'll come back for you in 30 minutes. And so they did. They went to the one that was negative first, and they said, well, what did you have fun with in here? And he had every reason in the world why, the paints didn't work, and he preferred crayons, and he couldn't build anything. I mean, he just kind of went on and on. And then they went to where the little boy was that they had left with the horse manure, and there was just this big pile of dust. And because there had been a shovel in there, and he was just digging away, and they said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "With all of this horse manure, there has to be a pony." And so he was looking for, the gem, that was in there because he was sure that it was there. And the other little boy, was maybe that's the child that grows into the adult that you could never please, no matter what you do. It's never going to be enough.
It when I read people clairvoyantly and I see maybe there's a problem energy that sits. And we've talked about this in other shows too. Maybe a problem energy is sitting here. Okay, a divorce or something is sitting right there, and it's got this red hot energy, and I'm mad at that other, and that's wrong. And here's all the reasons why it didn't work. And what the person doesn't realize sometimes is their creative energy goes into that every day and goes, that's, even we're not living together, we're in different states. I've forgotten all about them, but they're feeding the problem thing. They're taking their vital, beautiful, creative energy and feeding the problem thing instead of taking that and the feeding the problem of being the kid in the room with all the best toys and stuff. But they feed that instead of feeding, oh, I want to create this with my life. I've always wanted to do this, or I'm joyful about that, or whatever. And they put their creative energy towards that. Lo and behold, the other problem subsides because it's not being fed.
Right. Very true. Well, our show is up for today. And so it was amazing having you back as a guest. I'm sure you'll be back with me in probably 4 or 5 months. And, by then, my gosh, we'll be at Christmas time. Wow, already another year going by.
It's just flying
It
by. Oh my
is. It
goodness.
is, absolutely. So let people know how to reach you. And of course, the link will also be on at the end of the synopsis.
Thanks, Lucy. Yeah, you can find me at juliaharrell.com. I have a quiz and mini course on there for $5. You can see where your superpowers are. And I'm currently building a online school, which will open in the fall. So lots of opportunity there with reminders and meditations and stuff to build your intuitive capacities with nice coaching and grounding space.
That's awesome. I think the school is a terrific idea for you.
Oh, thank you. I've been thinking about it forever, and nice. Like there's no more waiting. It's got to happen now. So we're doing it.
Yep, that's kind of where, like you said, we all are right now. It's no more waiting. It's time to open up, listen, move forward, go where your heart is leading you instead of where your head is.
It's true. So many people are looking like you're tuning into a clairaudience. You're saying you heard some direction and it wasn't a female voice like yours. It was a male baritone voice. You're like, who am I listening to? Who is that? These are normal questions, and this is a normal thing to be happening right now.
Right.
That these intuitive faculties are opening up, and now how do we drive these things?
How do we
There's a
learn
lot of technique, and
those
it's a lot of
abilities?
fun.
Yeah, right. Well, again, thank you so much for being my guest. And everybody, please go out there and listen to Julia on some of her other shows. I would encourage you to share this show with those that you love so that they can also move forward with their lives. And we will talk to you next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.